And my special guest today is my good friend Steve Barish. And those of you who have listened before know that Steve is always a hell of a lot of fun. So welcome to the show, Steve.
How are you doing, Valerie?
Oh, I am doing excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm in Philadelphia right now. We lost our uncle, my 96-year-old uncle, so we've been quite busy down here. But
I'm
looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah, gives you a little break in the day. It's always difficult when we have to stay behind when our loved ones pass on.
Yes.
And I know that firsthand.
You bet.
It's like, hey, wait a minute. And then they leave you with all the stuff you have to do, too.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's very difficult. Well, you sound in pretty good spirits considering, and I'm really happy to have you on the show. And,
well, thank you, new listeners. Thank you.
What I'd like to do is have you just talk a little bit about your background for the people that aren't familiar with you.
Oh, sure. I do massage, and I also have been in touch with energy for about the last 24 years. And I was in bed around, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I felt this hand come over me. And it cleared my whole system out in a matter of a second, and this beautiful voice came to me and told me to just listen to him. It was a male voice. And I started to listen to him. I lost 109 pounds in 9 months. I became very, very focused in what I was doing and was receiving messages all the time. And then I started seeing auras, and I started seeing different kinds of lights and beautiful lights, and I was seeing angels, and I was seeing just about everything I could possibly see at that time. And it's just been growing fantastically well for the last 24 years.
Hey, can you send one of those guys over my way?
Excuse me?
Could you send one of those guys over my way? I could lose 109 pounds and still have some left to donate.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's interesting how these things happen, how we get into these different states of awareness.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of like somebody up there goes, oh, look at the calendar, time to go down there and, you know, knock so-and-so on the head and wake them up. And for the listeners who aren't real familiar with you, I'd just like to let them know that you and I have been talking for, gosh, it's been about a year now.
Yes.
And we met when I started getting into the quantum physics stuff, you know, with Dr. Bell.
Yes.
And so for new listeners, Steve is the first person who took 4 of Dr. Bell's Andromedan projectors and put them up in a room and started working in that room. And so I got all excited, of course, and had to know what was going on. And so Steve and I have developed quite a friendship over the last year. And it's just been really incredible, all these great things that we get to do and that we get to see and experience. And it's, I mean, I can't see any end to it. I think it's just going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we're learning more and more things about these projectors and what they can do and how to utilize them to the best effect. And so that's why you're on the show today, is for people to be able to kind of get an understanding better about the projectors, you know, how do you use them. Because, you know, there's not a lot on Dr. Bell's site. There's a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more, you know, from the physics standpoint of, you know, the nuts and bolts of how it works.
Right.
And then from our standpoint, we're more interested in, how it works, but how it works as channeled through the human body and, how we can use this.
It seems to be very, very powerful. It's something that you and I are very focused and I think it's very important for people to know that we've had to wear nuclear receptors for quite a while before we ended up putting on the projector. I think it's very, very energetic. I know when I put up the projectors in my room, the 4 projectors, I had Andromedans in there the first day, and they were checking me out, working on my clients. And then the second day, they actually took me to Andromeda. I told you the story about the hand and going through. And that was very, very potent. And I remember going into a, it almost looked like glass, and they put me in water. It felt like water, and I was breathing. And by the time I came out, my chakras were twice as big. And the work's been phenomenal ever since. It's been very good over the years, but as the chakras got bigger, you become a little bit more humble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just being able to see so much and to be able to do with it. And it's been really wonderful to do. It's been really, it's just absolutely amazing to see people that are transforming from not feeling well to feeling very well. People that come in and they're not walking very well or whatever, and they leave walking well. So there's a lot of things that can be said about the projectors. I think the big thing about the projectors is that once you get in touch with them, and you're with, they're with your frequency. I believe that things can happen that are in the miraculous field.
Mm-hmm.
I know ever since, as a matter of fact, we talked, I think, 2 weeks ago. I told you I was in synagogue, and they opened up the ark, and there was a multidimensional light that was in the center of the ark. It was about 12 feet around.
Mm-hmm.
And I was allowed to go in there and saw tremendous light and tremendous different dimensions. So there's a lot to do with these, and it can really open you up, but you've got to keep very, very focused with it.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing that I keep harping on with people anyway, because so many people are interested in Dr. Bell's work and have listened to him on Coast to Coast and everything else. And you know, he's a wild man. He's always a lot of fun to talk with and to find things out about. He's just a fountain of information.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I keep saying to people is that you need to be able to control your thoughts and your emotions before you put on a projector.
Yeah.
Because if you can't control them, then you're going to go out. It's kind of like sending a dog to fetch, you know, only it's a universal dog, and it's going to the end of the universes and back, and it's bringing you everything it collects on the way.
Right.
So be careful, you know, what you're doing when you're doing this stuff. And we had a little conversation earlier this morning as you were going through your grief process. You happened to mention, you know, take it off if you're grieving.
Yes.
And I said, yeah, I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing at the particular time, I took the projector off because I was grieving so much.
Mm-hmm.
And my body was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And I took it off, and of course I got better. So what you are thinking at the time really matters. And it's basically the same thing when you're working on people. You know, your focus has got to be really, really on. You can't be, as the Bible says, you can't be to the left or to the right. You got to be right on your path.
Exactly. You have to have that singular intent.
Yes.
To go through the eye of the needle, as they talk about.
Yes.
To really be there to serve as the jumper cables for the higher forces that are coming through from the God force or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And, I can testify to that, because whatever you're thinking, especially whatever you're feeling, goes into that patient.
Right.
And so wearing a projector is not a light deal, and it's not just, can you afford it?
Yeah.
And, you know, the first thing people talk to me about is the money. Oh, my gosh, it's so much money and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know, I've been working on controlling my thoughts and emotions for most of my life,
mm-hmm.
and have done lots of meditation and prayer. And so for me, it makes more sense to have a projector and to have the receptor, even if I had nothing else. If I was wandering around in a flour sack,
mm-hmm.
then I would still want to have those two items, because they can change everything very quickly. Now, it's not that you can't change without those. It's just that it's kind of like training wheels. And
right.
a lot of my listeners have heard me say this before.
Right. Right.
What it does is it makes it much easier for you to manifest. And so by removing the obstacles, then
mm-hmm.
you start to get in the habit of manifesting, which is your right anyway, because we are creators.
That's right.
And so and destroyers. You know, you have to a little bit of both. But you can do this all yourself. The question is, how many people have actually gotten to that point where they can say that they don't have these errant thoughts that come through their mind,
mm-hmm.
or they don't get angry when somebody does something that they don't like, or they don't get upset, you know, in traffic or something like that. So, you know, when we say that, you know, you really have to control your focus, we really mean it.
Yes, it's we used to call it brain chatter, you mm-hmm. know, where you have 60,000 things running through your mind.
Yeah, I call that the committee. You got a committee that's discussing things.
I've never heard
that. You're in trouble.
That's pretty good. But in meditation, and when you make that connection with the Almighty, that goes away.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You don't have to worry about brain chatter anymore. The only thing I can say is that people should really, ladies and gentlemen, you should really try some of Fred Bell's equipment. It's unbelievable. I know I started with a silver receptor, and I put it on, and the first thing I noticed was a lot of black coming out of my back, and I called Fred, and I said, Fred, we were in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania at the time, and I said, I see a lot of black coming out of my back, and he said, well, that's all the x-rays that you've ever gotten, and then eventually that stopped. And I was seeing pure light, and then something else would happen. You know, so it's a matter of cleansing. It's a matter of keeping your mind open and not being attached to the process. Just allow it to happen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've had so many experiences myself just in the short time that I've worn the projector and had them in my office.
Right.
And one of the things the projectors helped me with was grief.
Yes.
And as you know, my husband passed away about 4 years ago.
Right.
And, oh, my God, I went through such a terrible grief process over that. And I've helped thousands of people go through death and dying and grief and grieving and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been doing this kind of stuff since I was in my early 20s.
Right.
So I couldn't figure out why I was unable to release. And then I kept thinking, well, you know, he's my twin flame, so you can't ever really be released from your twin flame, but this is ridiculous. And I, the first month that I had those projectors up, I thought, well, I've got to find out what exactly they can do. And, you know, how do we use them? And so I went and locked myself in the room there for several hours.
Mm-hmm.
And when you told me, you know, don't turn them the certain way or all of your fears in the whole world ever and in your DNA are going to come and slap you between the eyes,
right.
I went, okay, well, let's get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned them that exact way and nothing. And I thought, huh, well, that's kind of interesting. And then I thought, well, you know, I did a lot of shamanic work and have worked through most of my fears and certainly anything that I had, you know, left from DNA stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happened, though, that I didn't expect was that I cried an ocean in about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it just came out of nowhere, and I could feel someone's hand on my heart.
Right.
And I could feel the incredible love, and oh, my God. I mean, I cried so much. I know where the phrase cry me an ocean comes from.
Right.
Because I did it, and I almost drowned in it.
Right.
And it was just an incredible experience. But since that time, I've been able to think about him and think about how I found him and everything else without breaking into, you know, hysterical tears.
Right,
it was quite valuable.
Yeah.
So these projectors are not used just to manifest things.
Uh-huh.
They're used in such a healing way sometimes that, like, I had no idea that was going to happen, but it really healed my heart. And part of it was that my healing team came in and worked on me and, you know, heard me when I said, all right, I need to be over this now.
Right.
And did come in and help with that. So I'm sure when you get back to working in your room, you're going to probably go through something like that too, because they do help to heal your heart.
Right.
So that's going to be very interesting.
You know, it's really interesting that we're talking about the projectors, because before I came on the show, maybe about 20 minutes before the show, I was in my room. It's about 350 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching the diamonds lighting up. And it wasn't so much the diamonds as it was the center of the projector, which
mm-hmm.
was really firing a tremendous amount of light. And all four were firing. They felt my grief, and I could feel it. And the projectors were actually working on me.
Well, not only that, but at about that time, I had walked into my projector room and called in the archangels and said, hey, would you guys please help him because he's going through this grief and you know, let's get some really pertinent information out here on the radio show to really help people.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt the response in my room.
Right.
And I said, thank you very much. And I came out and sat down and did my work. So
yeah.
that's kind of interesting how they work. You know, they do work in tandem. And if anybody's thinking about getting these projectors and putting them up in a room, I would suggest it. I'd also suggest that you make sure that you know yourself really well. Otherwise, you can create some problems. And you know, before we get too far, I know there were a couple of people that wanted to call in and talk to you.
Sure.
So let me give out the toll-free number. It's 1-877-876-5227. That's the U.S. only. Again, that's 1-877-876-5227. Or you can call direct, 530-876-3222. And again, that's 530-876-3222. Mm-hmm. And anybody that has any questions for Steve, if you've listened to him before, you know Steve is an amazing healer. He does healings over the phone. And just incredible. So if you have any concerns, any questions, please do give us a call. And you know, we'll see what we can do to help you. And either that or we'll just keep on talking to each other, which is fine.
That's fine, too.
Yeah, we managed to do that pretty well.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride with projectors and the nuclear receptor. And Fred's really, as you say, is an amazing guy. I mean, he's right on.
Yeah.
I think between you and I remember when I got the projectors and set them up, I was seeing so much energy in my room, and I would call him every day and tell him, you know, what's happening, what's going on, and I think you did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's so much fun, you know, using the projectors and using the nuclear receptor, and I think it's something that people have to realize that the miraculous is really there, and the universe is wide open if we can just tap into it. That's the whole ball of wax, is tapping right into the universe and not being afraid.
Yeah, I think, you know, getting rid of the fear is one of the biggest things.
Yeah.
You know, people are so conditioned to be afraid now. And, you know, I mean, I realize it's all an evil plot and all that stuff. And, you know, anybody that's read David Icke's stuff or listened to him, you know all about the evil plot. But for those of you who don't, there are beings in this game who are trying to make you as fearful as possible because they feed off of your fear. And the more fear that you have, see, you're creators.
Mm-hmm.
We're all creators. And so if you have fear, you are then going to create more fear.
That's right.
And by creating more fear, the bad guys are on the other side rubbing their hands together with glee because they eat that stuff and it gives them more power so that they can go on and do more evil stuff. That's part of the game.
Yep.
So the biggest thing that you can do is to get out of fear by whatever means possible. And there's lots of different ways that, you know, that you can be helped with that. I had a guest on last week, Judy Marin of Fleet We Fly, and she was doing a technique on the air. And there's also the emotional techniques. I mean, there's all kinds of things to help you to get beyond that. There's firewalking. There's meditation. Tons of stuff. So when people tell me, oh, I can't help it, it just makes me mad.
I
just look at them and go, excuse me, you're pinging my bullshit meter.
Yeah. Because
you know? I know different.
The best way I've come across is just letting go. It's so important just to let go. God has given us a gift of being able to let go. I travel through the universe all the time. And as a matter of fact, we talked about this last week, that I've always seen black in the universe. It took me quite a while to realize that black is a beautiful color and is a tremendous amount of knowledge in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
What I did last week was, God, please let me see the light in the universe. And everything went from white to black. I mean, from black to white.
Wow.
And so I travel through your universe right now in the white light.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that we can do, and we have to believe. The important thing is to believe.
Yeah.
We have to believe in ourselves. We have to believe in our heart. It's so important to get in touch with the Almighty through the heart, through the gut, and just stay with it. He loves us so much, and not to be able to tap into that is it's something that we should do, not something that we should not do. And you're right, there's so much fear. They don't want people to tap into the universe, because once they start tapping into the universe, we can actually change things.
Oh, exactly. And you know, one of the things, too, is that the biggest impediment or obstacle to being able to do that is the ego.
Yes.
And so the people that are searching for more power, mm-hmm. you know, and are in their egos, they have no idea what kind of obstacles they've just put in front of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't get the real power by having, you know, the ego that thinks it needs power.
Right.
Because the ego is not real.
It's really interesting because I tell my clients as they're laying on the table or I'm talking to them, I tell them that once you give up the control, you gain control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important because on the other side, the control is from heaven. You don't even have to do anything. All you have to do is think it and it comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very important for people to realize that to make that connection is absolutely marvelous. Once it's there, it just stays there.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, it's always there. And we just need to listen to it and not be afraid of it.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, people are so obsessed with the whole free will thing, they don't realize that, yes, we have free will, but it's different than you think. You know, and the free will really happens in the higher realms, and then, well, you still have choices here, but the free will is that you decided to do X, Y, and Z before you came to Earth and got this body. And then once you get the body, you're kind of, you know, just going along and reading the script. But you wrote the script. You and your buddies up in heaven wrote the script.
I think it's very important for people to realize also, including myself, is that I don't want freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been shooting for is freedom from choice. Because once you make the decision, freedom from choice, that's when you're connected and everything.
That's a good point. And I know there's a lot of people that are struggling with that right now and going, what?
Well, it's very simple. It's either freedom of choice, which is you make your own decisions, or you connect to the universe and you have freedom from choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God wanted for all of us.
Yeah, in other words, we're choosing to go back to God.
That's right. The decisions are made anyhow by God. We're just following it. And once you make that connection, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, my listeners probably have heard me talk about this time last year. I was faced with two floods. Now, I was not one of the unlucky people that lost my house down Oak Creek Canyon or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it was disturbing enough, especially when the insurance company says, oh, yeah, well, we don't pay for that. Because now the water's on the ground.
Yeah.
I was like, no. Most of that water was not on the ground, trust me.
That's right.
Maybe the first inch was, but the rest of it was all up on top of that. And, you know, you kind of get to the point where you just go, all right, I give up.
Yeah.
And now I've surrendered to God many, many times and had incredible things happen because of it. And that was no exception. I just said, okay, that's it. I give up. You want me to do something, you push me to do it.
That's right.
You know, you open the doors, you send me the people, you do whatever you want. Because other than that, I'm just going to sit here on my fat butt. And not do anything.
Right.
And everything changed.
Absolutely.
Sounds like we may have a caller there. Do we have a caller, Dawn?
Yes, hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you speak up? I can't hear you there.
Hi, my name is Julia.
Yes.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. You had said that Steve was a wonderful healer and
mm-hmm.
that maybe we could call in and request healing.
You bet.
What seems to be the matter, Julia? I can't hear you, honey. You need to speak up to me.
For me, my biggest thing is self-love and self-worth.
Did you get that, Steve?
Yeah, self-worth and self-love, if I remember correctly. Julia?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Would you please open up your hands, put your hands in front of you, in other words, with your palms up? Can you do that?
Okay.
Can you feel the energy flowing through your feet right now? You should be able to feel the energy flowing through your feet there.
Okay.
Can you feel that?
I think so.
Okay. Your heart shut down there. I'm going to open up your heart. Just hang in there for 1 second. Can you feel that light in your heart right now?
I'm listening.
Can you feel
the
energy
hard to hear
in
as
your
well.
Third eye? Can you feel a tingling in the center of your head there?
A tingling in the center of my head or my
heart?
Yeah,
your third eye. Can you feel that? Can you feel the energy in your hands right now?
Yes, I feel it in my hands.
Can you feel it with your hands?
Slightly, yes.
I'm trying to hear you. It's very low.
I think so, yes.
Okay. Are you into energy at all, dear?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. What I want you to do, I want you to take a good breath all the way through your body from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Just take a good breath. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. Before you take another breath, I want you to say, I breathe in the breath of God, and take a breath in.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Can you feel the connection? Can you feel that connection? Can you feel the energy going through your body now?
Yes.
You should be able to feel it magnified. I breathe in the breath of God. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. Take in another breath. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Okay, good. You're getting rid of a lot of things in your system, honey. As a matter of fact, you're clearing out very, very fast. Can you see energy at all?
I don't see it, no.
I can't hear.
No, I do not see
okay.
it.
Okay. Do you feel a lot of tingling in your feet right now?
Somewhat, yes.
Pardon me?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. What I want you to do is feel your tummy. Put your right hand on your tummy and feel the vibrations. You'll be able to feel that. Can you feel that vibration?
I think so, yes.
Yes. What you're doing is making a connection with your innermost self. What you need to do is just breathe in that area. And you can rub it like a child would rub the tummy in case it's like an upset tummy. Can you feel the energy building up in there?
I think so, yes.
Good. How do you feel? You feel happier?
I feel all right, yeah.
Good. Keep on doing that and do the breath of God. What you're doing is allowing him to come in and open you up. He's actually healing you now. You had a loss not too long ago?
No.
Excuse me?
No, I haven't.
Loss. I'm talking about loss like a you've always been down on yourself.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Turn that around and say to yourself, I feel tremendous love. And you'll feel energy coming in right through your whole system. You know, I just feel this tremendous love coming into me. Can you feel that?
Okay, yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
Okay. How does that feel now?
Feels all right.
Does it feel a lot different?
I feel in my head a lot. It's like
does
pressure
it feel
in
better
my head.
You're speaking so low, honey. I can't hear you.
I feel some pressure in my head.
Good. Do you feel things are releasing? Do you feel the energy coming into your head?
I think so, yes.
Good, honey. What you need to do is just let everything go. I think what you've been is too hard on yourself. Just allow everything to go and bring love into you instead of not bringing love. Just bring love straight through your body. And just think of God and allowing him to let that energy flow all through your body. I can feel it now. I mean, it's coming through me like crazy. So I know it's going through you like crazy.
I'm probably just not as sensitive to it as you are.
Excuse me?
I'm probably just not as sensitive to feeling it as you are.
Can you hear her? I can just barely
hear
her.
Yeah, she said that she's not as sensitive to feeling it as you are.
Okay. Does she feel good? That's the question.
She keeps saying it's all right.
Yeah.
I haven't heard her say good yet.
Okay. What are you afraid of there?
I don't know.
I can't hear her, honestly.
She said she doesn't know.
Is she afraid? Is she afraid of anything? Is she afraid of something that's bothering her, something eating at her? I can't hear her, so I can't really relate to her.
Well, what I could do is if he has a practice or something, if he has contact information, I could discuss it privately, but I don't really feel comfortable just flirting.
Oh, okay. She doesn't feel comfortable discussing it over the phone.
Oh, okay. I
so,
gotcha. Okay.
So she wants to contact you privately.
Okay.
Julia, if you look on the information for tonight's show, it's got Steve's number on there.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm more than
he's in Rochester, New York.
I'm really more than happy to help you out. I just I forgot that we're on the radio. So, yes, I would love to help you. Just give me a call, please.
Okay. Valerie, did you get the blue crystal for the heart?
I have it. It's actually not the the blue crystal. What it is it's the master crystal with blue laser on it. And what that does is open up the heart.
Her heart is opening up now. It's I can see a lot of light in her heart now.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. There's white, there's blue, there's orange. It almost looks, her heart is really opening up. It's really beautiful to see. It's starting to affect her hands, her shoulders. If we could get her to open up her tummy, I think she'll feel a lot better. Julia?
Yes?
Can you breathe into your gut, please? Can you feel your head opening up more?
Yes.
Good. If you can continue with that, you're going to notice that the energy in your stomach will be going up to your head and vice versa, and also your heart. I think things are going to be opening up for you quite well right now, and I'm hearing a yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it's better, too.
There's an angel standing behind her, too, also, so it's really nice to see. Julia, can you feel hands on your shoulders, honey?
Possibly, but honestly, I'm not that sensitive to it.
I can't hear her. What is she saying?
You were talking at the same time.
I'm sorry.
So I didn't get it either.
Possibly, but I don't think I'm that sensitive to feeling stuff that you are.
She said again she doesn't think that she's as sensitive to feeling stuff as you are. But I can feel a loosening up, Julia.
Yeah, so can I.
Yeah, it's like, and it is definitely connected to the solar plexus. So there's a lot of fear issues there. And what I'm feeling is that as we're working through, you know, and having you breathe into your tummy, what you're actually doing is allowing the love from your heart to kind of flow down into the solar plexus and release a lot of the muck that's there, because it's old fear issues. And, you know, we kind of get these loops that people tell us. You know, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's a bunch of propaganda. But they get stuck in us. And I'm feeling now that there's like a little opening there. It feels more at ease to me. So what I wanted to ask you is, do you feel internally, you know, in your body sense, do you feel any different, any lighter, between your heart and your solar plexus?
Yeah, I think so, a little bit.
Good.
Okay. Good. Let's start.
Good. That's wonderful, honey.
Yeah.
Julia, give me a call, honey. I'm more than happy to help you out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, Julia.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
That was interesting. She was opening up.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear her, but I could see the energy opening up in her system.
Yeah, and I could feel it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very interesting. I wish that we had a better connection. Sometimes it's really hard to hear some of these people,
yeah,
you know, when they patch them in.
Right.
But, and then sometimes it's really easy, so I
yeah.
don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
That's a Don and Doug question, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think, you know, I just keep seeing this whole fear thing, Steve. I keep seeing that so many people are being held back by the fear that's been foisted on them by everybody.
You know, we have so much dread going on in the world that it's being promulgated by all this fear that's put on us. You know, the airplanes, the war, the president we have. I mean, you look at him, fear is written all over his face. So.
Yeah.
You know, and there are people that cause that kind of fear,
mm-hmm.
and it's not good.
No, it's not good, because then the more that there is, then the more that it creates.
Yeah,
and
it,
you know, the worst thing is
a tremendous amount of pain, and
yeah.
part of the problem is that people are not aware. They just aren't aware.
Right, they tune into the news shows and everything else, and they listen to the neighbors and the family members. And everybody's like, "Oh, did you hear what that idiot did now? Oh no, what
yep.
are they doing
yep.
over in
yep.
Israel?" And
yep.
everybody's just so fear-based. And if they would just stop and say, "You know what? I choose not to believe in that."
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of people out there right now snorting, you know, going,
well,
"Oh yeah,
yeah."
You try not believing it if somebody's running after you with a gun or a knife.
Right.
Well, you know what, people? I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
So I'm here to tell you, it can be done. Okay.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is choose love, choose peace, and then no matter what happens, you don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you get to the point of non-reactivity to this kind of garbage, because you've chosen to live a different way. And so when you consciously choose and make it your focus that you are going to stay in peace and that you will not pay any attention to fear, then your whole life starts to change, and you're the only one that can change it.
I think the way that I look at it is that fear is a low vibration.
Exactly.
It's not very hard to go above that vibration. Just think of looking at a heavenly light, or a heavenly castle, or a heavenly angel, and that really works. It actually will take your frequency above the fear mode.
Oh,
and
yeah,
most
and there's
people don't
there's,
know that.
There's an easy thing that people can do, and my guidance gave this to me years ago, and I've actually brought people out of a psychotic
mm-hmm.
break using this technique,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically just that you just take three deep breaths, and then you imagine in the center of your heart a brilliant blue spark, and it's
mm-hmm.
warm, and it's sparkling, and it's gorgeous.
Right.
And
right.
with each breath, it becomes bigger and brighter and bigger and brighter,
yeah.
and it just goes through your entire body
yeah.
until your entire body, the inside of you, is all this brilliant blue spark. And then you take a deep breath and expand it out a couple feet, and then farther and farther, and then you just float within that blue.
Right.
And when you're floating in it, you say to yourself, "This is the love of God,
right.
and I am safe."
Right. I think 2 weeks ago, didn't we have a friend of yours in the room, and we, I think we had Mother Mary in the room.
Oh,
we
yeah.
had Jesus in the room. We had angels that were bowing. The divine force was actually coming into the room.
Oh, it was so funny, too, listeners.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was in there, and he was over, and I was talking with Steve. And Steve says, "Hey, tell your friend to go lay down in the room." I said, "Okay." And he says, "You go in there, too." "Okay." So we go in there with the cordless phone, and we're just standing there talking and kind of working on him and helping him release some things and heal some things, move some energy around. And I'm looking at the big Peruvian tourmaline crystal that's in the corner of my healing room there that Dr. Bell insisted I had to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at it, and all of a sudden I see the face of Jesus Christ in it. And I'm looking at this going, that was an alien face about a minute ago. You know? But I've had all these faces kind of appearing in this crystal, and it's not
right.
just me that sees them. Everybody sees them.
Right.
And so Jesus' face appeared. And just about at that time, Steve, is when you said, "Oh, Mother Mary standing at the foot of the table."
Mm-hmm.
And so Donald starts to cry. I'm crying. You're crying.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah,
we're all
really
standing
wild.
There just crying and going, oh, my God, oh, it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, the angels. Oh, the Ancient of Days is here.
Yeah, and the amazing part was your friend raised right out of his body.
Yeah, he did.
He was actually coming right out of his body and being cleared. I mean, it was an amazing, amazing healing session. It was really wonderful. You know, it's pretty good what we can do together, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty much fun. And that was so funny, though. I was cracking up. I was telling somebody about it later.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, yeah, you should have seen it. I said, not only was the room full of all these incredible beings, but I said, you know, he's crying, I'm crying, he's crying.
Yeah.
We're all just standing there, tears running down our faces, and just being in the energy and just loving it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I could bottle that stuff, and sell
nice
it to people, oh, that's giving me an idea, you know.
Yeah.
I think I could, actually.
Actually, we'll be able to think of something like, you know, when people buy these cans from Florida, little sunshine in a can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was just thinking, you know, I made some tinctures with a friend of mine and, you know, called in the archangels and put this incredible water in it that she
mm-hmm.
sells. And it was just, I mean, it's really miraculous water. And so we put that stuff together and did the tinctures, and we found that just a sip or two of water
yeah.
that had just a few drops of this tincture in it just blew people's crown chakras wide open.
Oh, yeah.
And then it blew their heart chakras wide open.
Right.
And then there were other ones that completely pushed out any negativity, like, mm-hmm. and we're talking instantly, and I forgot all
yeah.
about those.
Yeah.
I've been so busy running around, you know, doing stuff that I had to do at the house that I completely forgot I made up those tinctures.
Wow.
And they were made with the archangels overseeing the whole thing.
Beautiful.
So I thought, you know, yeah, actually I could bottle that. I think I'm going to start selling that on my website.
It'd be a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, well, it's really amazing. When I was doing that, I gave samples to some people,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, I'd give them a couple drops and go, okay, tell me what you feel. And they'd go, what is it? And I go, nope, I'm not going to tell you what it is. You tell me what you feel.
Yeah.
And every single one of them named the exact same things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I said, well, that just happens to be exactly what that was created for.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So, yeah, very interesting stuff.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have to start doing some of that stuff and helping people
I'll
to get through this.
I'll tell you, we need to send me one, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely send you some.
Yeah.
I got to spend a little more time in the office and get some more of those whipped up. But, yeah, it makes a huge difference. And I was just thinking, you know, if we could send stuff like that out to people like Julia to help them, you know, to get over the hump, to really feel what it feels
yeah.
like to have that incredible connection. They only need to feel it once.
That's right.
And they'll
once
never
they
forget it.
That's right.
And, yeah, I mean, that's what the whole value of the projectors are.
Yeah.
Because they connect you with that so that you can feel it and you can get used to it.
Absolutely.
And you can realize that that's where you're supposed to be living, is within that particular beam. You know, and then all this other stuff falls away. So, you know, people are always asking me, well, how come you don't react to things, and how come you don't, you know, you don't get worried about all this stuff? I said, why should I? It's just a movie, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wrote the script, so there's no surprises. And, you know, we're
yeah.
just all playing this incredible game of, like, interdimensional chess,
that's
movie
right.
style.
It's all frequency.
Yeah, it's all frequency.
It's all frequency.
And so if you raise your frequency, listeners, then you're going to find that your life experience is completely different. And now, of course, the next question is, okay, how do you raise your frequency? Well, there's a lot of ways to do it. One of the ways to do it is to get yourself into that prayerful mode where you're in your heart and you open your heart to God. And when you do that, you get this beam of light that if you're standing up, it'd knock you right off your feet.
Right, right.
And you can also do that with Mother Earth. Send it down straight into Mother Earth, and it'll knock you off your feet, the response
right.
that you get. And sometimes literally. I mean, I actually had that happen to me. So I was very surprised. I had no idea that could happen. So there's a lot of ways that you can do it, but it has to be your conscious choice. And, you know, when we talk about the projectors, we're totally jazzed about the projectors. And it's not just because we love Fred and we think he's just an incredible gift to our planet, but also because we've seen the changes it's made in our lives. And,
yeah.
you know, I've been doing it long enough now where I've been able to see the changes in the people that first started coming into the room. And I've seen other people go by the wayside. Anybody that chooses to go into their ego, they're not having a good time right
now.
They're really having problems, and they're unhappy, and you know, I see them come by and look at me, and you know, it's like they want to shoot daggers at me, and I'm just sitting there laughing because I know what happened.
Yeah.
You know, everything that's been put in front of us now for enlightenment, every little thing has been put there with kind of a caveat, and the caveat is, are you willing to get rid of the small I, the ego?
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to do that, then you don't get to play at the next level.
You know, it's interesting. I had a client come in, and she was having trouble with her third eye. She's saying to me, I can't see out of my third eye, Steve. So we talked about it for about 5 minutes, and she kept saying, I can't see out of my third eye. So I went into her third eye. I said, what do you see? She says, I see you. I said, I guess you don't have a problem seeing out of your third eye, do you? You know, so we all have that ability. We all have the ability to go in and help each other, because it's not a matter of ego. It's a matter of love.
Yeah.
And it's so important to realize how much love is there and how much is given. And the frequency is always there. We just need to tap into it.
Yeah, exactly. It's waiting there for us, and it's constant, and it's the one thing that you can throw your anchor to.
That's right.
You know, whenever you get afraid, whenever you need some courage, whenever you need a little bit of strength to get through something, whenever you need some guidance, you can just throw your anchor to that beam of love, and you get it. You get exactly what you need.
Yes.
So it's been really interesting. You know, the projectors just increase that. And in fact, the first time I put my personal projector on, all I felt was love.
Yes.
It was just incredible, unconditional, God force love.
It's really a love. I think the idea of the projector is that you can get in touch with love. But once you get in touch with love, the projector becomes you and you become the projector.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the projectors on the wall, it happens the same way.
Yeah.
So what happens after that is that it's really a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tremendous amount of fun to be in tune with that. And so many things are happening, and so many wonderful, wonderful feelings are happening, and frequencies are changing, and the dimensions are changing, and the dynamism is changing. So there's so much that's happening. And we can all do that. We all have these abilities. It's just not me, and it's just not Valerie. God has given us all these abilities to get in touch with, and it's so easy to do.
Exactly. And I think, you know, fear is the only thing that holds us back.
Well, it's the door. You know, you come to a door, and you're afraid of opening it. And the amazing part about it is, if the door is put in front of you, God's not going to give you something you can't handle. And 99%, actually 100% of the times that I've actually walked through the doors, it's been quite enlightening.
Mm-hmm.
It's always more. It's always bigger. It's always love. It's always freedom. It's freedom of mind. It's freedom of love. It opens you up so much. So if there's anybody out there that's afraid of going through a door, please don't be afraid. Just do it.
Yeah, just, you know, take the deep breath and go forward. And I think one of the things that you need to know, too, is it doesn't all hit you right between the eyes.
Right.
You know, it comes in little steps. It comes in the steps that you're most able to handle, because you're not alone.
Right.
I mean, we all talk about how, it is an alone journey, but it really, you know, it is on one level and it's not on other levels.
Right.
You have a
right.
lot of different beings around to help you. You can call them angels or guides or guardians,
right.
whatever you want to call them. They don't care.
Right.
But when you have these beings that are there to help you in your movie or your trip on the holodeck here, then, you know, why would you be afraid? Because they're there waiting to help you. They're there
right.
waiting to stand next
right.
to you or behind you, you know, as you go forth through the door. They're there waiting to answer your call. And the biggest thing, I think, Steve, is that people forget that they have to ask for help.
Well, I think, if I remember correctly, Jesus said, if you knock, what's the saying in the Bible? I'm afraid I don't remember the name.
I think it was,
if you
knock,
it
shall
door.
Be opened unto you,
right.
or something
right.
like that. I can't remember the whole quotation.
Right. And once you knock on that door and that's opening to you, the universe is right there.
It's really a fun universe, actually.
It's a wonderful universe. It is a fun universe, and it makes you very happy. At least it makes me happy.
Yeah, it makes me very happy, too. And the less attention that I pay to the third-dimensional world, the happier I am.
Right.
It doesn't mean I don't enjoy things. What I do is I enjoy things more.
Right.
You know, now I take delight and great joy in seeing the growing things and seeing the animals and communicating with them and you know, just seeing people from a different level. And so now I look at them, and I'm quite content to let people be however they want to be.
Yes.
And so if they're suffering and they're in a lot of misery and, you know, they ask me to help and I give them, you know, like the next little step or something, if I know what it is, and then they ignore it and say, oh, no, I don't want that. It's like, okay, fine. And then I sit there and I just laugh because it's your choice. You know, nobody has to play the game the same way.
That's right.
You can play it any way you want. If you want to wallow around in your crap, you're welcome to do it.
That's exactly right.
But what we do then is those of us that have decided not to do that is we won't play with you.
Yeah.
We'll go, okay, that's fine. You know, I love you. I bless you. You know, have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk away
mm-hmm.
because that's not the reality that we want to play in. We want to play in the reality where miracles happen every moment of every day.
That's right.
You know, we want to play in the reality where we're in constant contact with the God source.
Yes. I think that's so important because a lot of people misconstrue the idea that we have to live in this fear, and we really don't.
No, it's a choice.
Bush is not my choice by any stretch of the imagination, but I think what we have to do, if we can feed him enough love, and I mean everybody enough love, he's got to change.
Oh, yeah, he would have to.
I send him a lot of love and light, a lot.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll get the picture.
Yeah, he will eventually.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the thing is, if we do that for the planet and do it consistently, if a group of us agrees to come together and do that, then it changes the world.
Yeah.
And which reminds me, there's a thing called Fire the Grid.
Mm-hmm.
If you people are not aware of that yet, I suggest that you go there. And it's firethegrid.com. And that's FIRETHEGRID.com.
Yeah.
And the lady who put that together is someone who had really died and went to the other side and came back and has this mission now to connect all of the people in love and in peace. And she's asked that we all get together for 1 hour. And on July 17th, I forgot what time it is, Greenwich Mountain Time. I think it's 1700 or something. But anyway, on July 17th, 2007,
mm-hmm.
that we get together and we all meditate and project peace and love for that hour.
Yeah.
That will change the world.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I cannot emphasize enough, listeners, how important this is. Everybody says, well, you know, you have to have a group. Well, no, you don't have to have groups. More powerful if you have a group. But one person doing this at any time in their day, even if you tell everybody you have to go to the bathroom and you go sit in there for 5 minutes and you do this, you know, just be peace, be love, it will change the world. So if you want to see a better world, it starts with you.
Right.
And people need to take responsibility for that, step up to it. And then, you know, there are a lot of us that are here to help you, too.
Yeah.
We won't help people that want to play in their ego,
right.
You know, but if you're really sincere and you really want to move and progress forward and learn more, we're here to help.
Yeah.
And we go to people that help us.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a continual progression into the light and into joy and love and peace. And I highly recommend it, by the way.
Absolutely.
So I think that the more people we can help this way, the better. And for you listeners that are too shy to get on the air, Steve's contact information for Brighton Massage is on the show information for tonight. And you are certainly welcome to give him a call because he's a wonderful guy, and when he's got a few minutes, he's normally very happy to help everybody.
Absolutely.
So and he's given out his number before.
Well, I'll give it out again. It's 585 442-5410. And I'm willing to hear anybody and try to help anybody I possibly can.
Yep, and that's a sincere offer, people.
The idea is to help one another. We are not put on this planet as an island. We're put on this planet to help each other because that's the way God made us.
Exactly.
And it's so important to realize that there are people that want to help, and eventually you'll be able to help somebody. You know, when you're given love, your aura changes and it becomes brighter. When you make a contact with the universe, when you make a contact with divine mind, the energy changes and shifts in your body. And without you even knowing it, you can walk into somebody's energy field and change their lives forever. So without even doing anything, without even saying anything, you can change somebody's life.
That's true. You don't have to go out of your way to do anything.
That's
I don't
right.
go out of my way anymore.
That's right.
I do the things that I find to be really comfortable and fun.
Right. Right. That's,
and, you know, I'm not trying to convert people anymore. I'm just here to help. And it's kind of funny, you know, especially walking around Sedona, because I'll walk in some place and everybody in the whole place will stop and stare at me. And, you know, it's not because I'm gorgeous. Of course I am, but, you know.
Well, you are a pretty lady.
Well, thank you. But, no, it's really about the energy that they feel, and they don't
yes.
quite know what that is. And, you know, I was so thrilled when I went up to listen to David Icke's seminar up in Mount Shasta, because he had Jean-Claude Cove in there, and he had John the Planet Walker there. And those are two guys who are pure unconditional love. And they radiated out. And I was like, whoopee! You know, I was like jumping
yeah.
up and down.
Right.
Going,
right.
wow, this
yeah.
is so cool
yeah.
to
it's
meet
really
other
stuff.
People
yeah.
that are affecting people just by being there.
Yes.
And just walking around, you know, enjoying life. And if you've never met the Planet Walker, I mean, he's a jovial guy, and he just walks around, enjoys life, doesn't say a lot. And in fact, was silent for, gosh, I forgot how many years now. I think it was 7 years or something or more.
Mm-hmm.
And very interesting, just radiates love. So, people, you can do something.
I think the important part is that everybody can do this. It's just not David Icke or... You know, whoever you think of as being a powerful person.
Exactly.
Everybody can do this on the planet. It's just not a few. It's
yeah, all you have to do is decide.
Decide
to do it, decide to help in whatever way you can. And even
right.
if you're bedridden, you can
right.
do this.
Right.
Just
you
be love. You know, you don't even have to direct it anyplace but at yourself.
That's right.
And that will make the change.
Yeah.
And speaking of change, I see that we've got about 2 minutes left,
oh.
so I guess we better end this.
Okay.
So thank you so much for being on the show, Steve.
I love you, my friend.
I love you, too. It's always a great pleasure speaking
great.
With you and playing
looking
with you in the ethers.
Looking forward to seeing you again.
You bet.
Great.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, too.
Bye-bye. And listeners, thank you for tuning in.